There's news today of a political retirement, one that's sending shockwaves through the Democratic Party. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat, announced he will not seek re-election. Bayh's seat was considered an easy Democratic win this fall. From Indiana Public Broadcasting Station's Marianne Holland reports.
Evan Bayh is a two-term senator known on Capitol Hill as a moderate blue dog Democrat. It appears few had knowledge of his decision before it was made, and it caught nearly everyone by surprise. In an announcement in Indianapolis this afternoon, he said the decision was based on Washington's excessive partisanship.
I love working for the people of Indiana. I love helping our citizens make the most of their lives. But I do not love Congress.
Bayh said the failure of two recent bills, one establishing a commission to tackle the nation's growing deficit and another dealing with jobs creation, were just the last straw.
2 weeks ago, the Senate voted down a bipartisan commission to deal with one of the greatest threats facing our nation, our exploding deficits and debt. The measure would have passed, but seven members who endorsed the idea actually co-sponsored the legislation, instead voted no for short-term political reasons.
Bayh was on the shortlist of vice presidential candidate prospects for President Barack Obama. His announcement comes just 2 weeks after former U.S. Republican Senator Dan Coats announced his intentions to challenge his seat. But recent polls show Bayh with a huge lead over Coats. Word about Bayh's decision surprised even top Indiana Democrats like Representative Russ Stilwell.
Absolute, totally political shock of the not of the day or the week, the year, maybe of the decade.
Political analyst Ed Feigenbaum has covered Bayh since his time as Indiana's Secretary of State. He says the senator's decision likely has more to do with not having enough power to effect a change.
A lot of governors are advised, do not ever run for the Senate. You'll find that you can't do anything, you can't accomplish anything. The car doesn't go when you get in the back seat in the Senate. You are one of 100 people. You are not, as President Bush might have said, the decider.
The surprise announcement leaves Indiana Democrats scrambling to find a replacement just one day before a crucial primary deadline. The party has until June to select a nominee. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
This is NPR.